Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When individuals want to justify their immoral behavior, they often use the scriptures for that purpose. For example, thousands of drinkers through the ages have appealed to Paul's advice to Timothy, "Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent sicknesses." 1 Timothy 5:23. Of course, the ones who appeal to this verse to soothe their consciences have actually paid little or no attention to the verse. How many of the drinkers use a little wine? And are they really drinking for their stomach's sake and for their frequent sicknesses? Using the scriptures, as many drinkers do, is dishonest and destructive. The Word of God must not be twisted to cover our ungodly behavior. 2 Peter 3:16. God commanded the Israelites, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." Deuteronomy 5:20. Some people respond to what the Lord said by arguing, "It is not wrong to bear false witness for your neighbor, if your neighbor may go to jail for charges brought against him. You can relieve his problem by telling lies to save him." In that case, lying serves a good purpose. You may be tempted to think I am making this up, but I assure you that some theologians and philosophers actually teach such trash. Joseph Fletcher, the infamous situation ethicist, asked, "Is it wrong to lie?" He answers, "It all depends on the situation. If you lie to help someone, that is good. But if you lie to hurt someone, that is evil." In fact, Fletcher thinks that the word "ordinarily" should be added to each of the Ten Commandments. You shall not ordinarily commit adultery. You shall not ordinarily steal. You shall not ordinarily commit murder. The book of Proverbs lists 6 things the Lord hates, yea, 7 that are an abomination in his sight: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he who sows discord among brothers. Proverbs 6:16-19. From these verses, you can easily discern that God does not approve of false witnesses speaking lies either for or against another. Proverbs also says, "A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies shall not escape." Proverbs 19:5. Under the law of Moses, convictions could not be obtained on the testimony of one witness. Moses explains, "One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity, for any sin, in any sin that he sins, at the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, or at the mouth of 3 witnesses, shall a matter be established." Deuteronomy 19:15. The Lord made these arrangements so that an enemy by himself could not convict a man of a crime. There have been many cases in our legal system where a man was imprisoned or put to death on the testimony of one witness. Tragically, in some cases, it was later learned that the witness had lied. A recent case illustrates this point. The government convicted an innocent man and kept him in prison for 34 years on the testimony of an informer who lied. Here is the real tragedy. The FBI knew the informer was lying, but they did not want to blow the informer's cover. What an abomination. Someone in the FBI needs to go to jail. Please listen to these words from the law of Moses. "If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy has arisen shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And, behold, if the witness be a false witness, and has testified falsely against his brother, you shall do to the false witness what he had planned to do to the other." Deuteronomy 19:16-19. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.